Second one was my first job, 1964. My experiences working at Second Ward were very good experiences. And they were good for several reasons. First of all, we had teachers who were interested in teaching students. We had cooperation from the principal. We had each other's back, so to speak. They told us all along the way that Second Ward was separate but equal. That wasn't possible. And I really found that out. I really found it out when they shipped me out to South Mecklenburg, how unequal it was. South Mecklenburg didn't have a barbed wire fence around it. Well, maybe not barbed wire, but a chain link fence around it. The grass was cut. The yard looked good. The principal had a house that he lived in that was furnished by the school system. He had a car to drive that was furnished by the school system. You never heard of that over here at Second Ward. At Second Ward, when we needed supplies, pencils, papers, and then we had to sign out for it. Now, South Mecklenburg, they had a big safe with paper, pens, pencils, whatever we needed. And all we had to do was go in and get it. Now, was that equal? No. No, it was not. And we had a promise that Second Ward was going to be rebuilt. But deep down in my heart, I knew that wasn't so.